This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I've got to tell you that I spent Saturday in bed. Now, I watched college football, but I was either in bed or on the couch. And I think part of the reason was this guy who is coming on the show right now. You've heard him here before. His name's Carlos Medina. He's Front Office Los on Twitter, frontofficefootball.net. And he is a guy who I think enjoys the offseason of football better than he enjoys the actual season. But that could be because he's a Cowboy fan. But I think he's the reason I was in bed sick, because he was sick all week. And I get to work with him every day at the Fan in Atlanta. So, Carlos, I just want to thank you, because I had a great Saturday. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you this, John. The only thing I could think of to top, basically working with you during Cowboys and Eagles week is to make you sick during Cowboys and Eagles
week. Where I call it hate Carlos week is next week in Atlanta, because you're a Cowboy fan and obviously a prominent personality in Atlanta now. So I tell everybody next week is hate Carlos week, because the Cowboys will play the Falcons.
Absolutely.
So we hate you. Our house hates you today, by the way, because it is we hate that we are. It's anti-Medina today. You've got some numbers that yesterday you were telling me are going to blow people's minds. So I am ready. I am ready for this. And I love this one with the University of Alabama, which is rampaging through college football. And you say 8.2 and 37.2 are the numbers that will blow people's minds with Alabama. Tell me why.
John, and here's the thing, too. It also speaks to the importance of the knee of Tua Tagovailoa, because Alabama on a typical year is a national championship contender. Every single year, year in, year out. But if you've ever had that bar discussion with your friends, like last week it was, what if Bill Belichick had Aaron Rodgers? What would that look like?
Yeah, I did that one. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we've all had it. Well, if we've ever had the discussion of what would happen if Nick Saban had the best quarterback in the country, well, that is happening right now. Here's the crazy number, that 8.2. Right now there are two teams in college football that are averaging 8 yards per play, which is an insane number in college football. There's Oklahoma, who can't stop anybody, but they can still score with anybody, and Alabama. Those are the only two teams. So when you're talking about an Alabama team right now that is able to get up and down the field, score their points, even the last 2 weeks, able to win very comfortably because of shutouts, they're playing elite offense, but also playing Alabama defense. And that 37 number, I went back to the last 25 years in college football, and what I was looking at are national championship teams. What did they average scoring-wise, and what did they give up, and what was the difference in the two? Right now, Alabama, their differential is 37 points per game between what they average and what the opponent typically scores. Keep this in mind. You can go back to last year's Alabama team. The difference was 25 points. Alabama's best team in 2012, in my opinion, was a difference of 27 points. Southern Cal, 2004, everybody who talks about that team, the difference was 25 points. 2001 Miami, the difference was 32 points. You have to go to 2005 Texas to find a team that's close to what Alabama's doing. They averaged 33 points per game, more than their opponent. So over the course of the remainder of the season, understand that Tua Tagovailoa, that knee is so incredibly important, because without him, their national championship quality. With him, their all-time team right now.
He obsesses on these kind of things, folks. And if you're not following Front Office Los on Twitter, you're missing out. You may even find great things on his Twitchy channel, or is it Twitch?
That would be Twitch, my Twitch channel, yeah, when I'm streaming.
I'm trying to do my Francesa there. Is it the Twitchy? Yeah, the channel there. The Saints and 120.6. I just said, if I was forced to put down $10,000 of my own money to pick a Super Bowl champion right now, and I had to give somebody three teams in the AFC, but I got to take the Saints and the Rams, I would take the Saints and the Rams based on what I've seen. 120.6, what's that mean for the Saints?
Here's the fun part about the Saints. Drew Brees, as of right now, I'll even bring up last week because it was ideal of what he's been doing with what he did to the Rams. He targeted 8 different receivers over the course of that football game, completed passes to 7 different guys. When Drew Brees is playing his very best football, the defense has no idea where the football is going. And this is even in a year where Michael Thomas has been targeted a ton, yet the ball still goes to everybody else in that offense. Here's the crazy number when it comes to Drew Brees and his career. You can find that his top quarterback rating, this was the 2011 season where they might have been better than their Super Bowl year, but they ended up losing after posting a 13-3 record. He had a 110.6 quarterback rating. John, he's 120.6 right now. He is playing the best football of his entire career at this age with this team. So if you're putting money down on somebody, obviously quarterback play is such a huge deal in the NFL. Bet with Drew Brees. Bet with the year that he's having right now.
He is Carlos Medina, Front Office Los on Twitter, joining us with some of his amazing numbers here on the John Kincaid Show. Okay, I'm going to have something that's going to keep you up tonight. I dreamt about you last night. I dreamt that we came into work on Monday and we were talking about Cleveland upsetting the Falcons. Now, it was NyQuil. I was on NyQuil, so maybe I was doped up, but I had this weird dream that the Browns upset the Falcons. You think they're a very fascinating club as I do. You say 97% and the number 11 somehow refer to the Cleveland Browns. How is that?
Yeah, by the way, on my NyQuil night, trying to watch the Hawks and election results.
Did you dream about me?
I actually thought Trae Young won a Senate seat. I understand. You start mixing things up in your mind. Here's the fascinating aspect about the Cleveland Browns. One of the universal concepts in the NFL is that if you win the turnover battle, you have an opportunity to win the football game. In fact, going back to the start of the Super Bowl era, the team that wins the turnover battle wins the game typically at about 77 to 78% of the time. Well, here's the fascinating part about Cleveland. They are so dysfunctional and so weird that even normal NFL conventional deals do not apply to them. For instance, to open up this season when they played Pittsburgh, they actually won the turnover battle 6-1. They were a +5, yet they only tied the football game. The crazy part about that is when you go back and look at the entirety of the Super Bowl era, there's been 137 football teams that were a +5 in turnover differential. 132 won the football game.
Oh, my gosh.
Only 4 had lost, and now there's only 1 that has ever tied, and that's the Cleveland Browns. Here's the other crazy part about Cleveland. Cleveland actually leads the NFL in turnover differential. They're a +11. If you look at the other teams in that neighborhood, Chicago's a +10. They're 5-3. Seattle's a +9. They're 4-4. The Rams, who we talk about, if you gave me 10,000, I could bet on 2.
Sure.
The Rams are a +7. So you're talking about a team that has managed to find a way to turn over their opponents at a league-high level. And keep in mind, they were a -28 last year. They just wanted to get to about even. They're +11, and yet that has turned into 2-6-1. That's how dysfunctional and weird of a football team they are. Even when they do the things that you're supposed to do to win in the NFL, they don't win.
Okay, there are weeks that I do not like, Carlos, and this is one of them. It's Dallas-Philly week. Eagles and the Cowboys, his Cowboys coming into Philly tonight. And I said earlier, anybody who thinks that the Eagles are just a lock to beat the Cowboys, and it seems to be the sweetheart pick this week. You say the number 28 is very, very prominent in this matchup tonight. What is it about?
The number 28 is actually the times that Dak Prescott has been sacked this season.
Wow!
That's actually the third most in the NFL. If there's something that happens in the media, we get used to media narratives, and we start saying these things, and then we just repeat them openly. Right now, the Dallas Cowboys offensive line is really good at run blocking. They're pretty mediocre in pass protection. That has been the deal. With Travis Frederick out at center, an all-pro that they're missing there, Zach Barton's got a knee over at right guard. Their left guard, Connor Williams, is now out for a couple of games after having to get scoped. Lael Collins has just been okay at right tackle. That has meant sacks on the quarterback. That has meant Dak Prescott going down a ton this year. You know, if you want to talk about in comparison, Eli Manning's gone down 31 times. Dak Prescott is not supposed to go down 28 times behind that line. And so that's the big difference. You know, in Dallas, everybody wants to talk about the stars and what the stars are doing and what the stars are not doing. Part of their problem scoring is that they cannot pick up 3rd-and-3, 3rd-and-4 with throwing the football in this league. And if you can't do that, you're in trouble. That's why I think they're in trouble tonight as well. I'm right there with you. Carson Wentz is playing too well.
So you do, though. But the thing is, though, but you also agree with me, though. If Dallas beat the Eagles, it wouldn't shock you, right? I mean, you wouldn't be like just totally blown away, because it seems like everybody's just penciled in an Eagle win tonight. I've seen too many things happen. These two teams split almost every year.
Every year. Even years where one of them is much more dominant than the other, there's typically a split. What I would say is this. For anybody who's a fan of the NFC East, the first team that can find a way to string together three out of four wins in a month
is going to do
it. Is going to win this division. And just, you just don't know who.
Thank you, Carlos. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, take it easy, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.